SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Northern Territory Government Summit to determine fate of Alice Springs youth curfew. The Federal Nationals say proposed $10 million fines for big supermarkets will come too late. And a new special advisor to get proper answers on aid worker deaths in Gaza. The Northern Territory Government will hold a summit in Bantwe, Alice Springs, this week to decide whether to extend the town's youth curfew. This curfew that stops under-18s being in the CBD from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. was brought into effect after violent riots. Almost 60 extra police were deployed to the town to enforce the 2 weeks ban. South Australian police have also offered extra officers. A further 52 Northern Territory police will be recruited to a so-called safety division that can be deployed to anti-hotspots. The curfew is due to end this Wednesday, but the Chief Minister says any decision to extend the measures won't be made until after a summit of government and community agencies being held today.
The curfew, as we know, can't go on forever. We used emergency management legislation around that. But I think some people are looking for one solution. There is no one solution to Alice Springs.
What we have here is a people problem. And that people problem is created by parents who haven't been educated in the Western world system to understand the Western world way of life, because that's where all the rules are being broken.
Nationals leader David Littleproud says he supports proposed fines on bad behaviour by big supermarkets, but says the changes won't come soon enough for consumers. The Albanese government has today released former Labor Competition Minister Craig Emerson's interim report on the Food and Grocery Code. Dr. Emerson's recommendations, including making the voluntary scheme mandatory, giving the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, the power to enforce suggested fines of up to $10 million. But it falls short of backing joint calls by the Federal Nationals and Greens to break up the big two supermarkets, Woolworths and Coles. Speaking to the ABC, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese echoed Dr. Emerson's criticism of a supermarket breakup as a populist idea which would not work in regional areas dominated by the big two supermarkets. He says he's confident the recommendations will reduce prices for consumers. Mr. Littleproud says he welcomes the recommendations, but they should have been implemented a long time ago.
We made an offer to this government more than 15 months ago to implement the recommendations that Dr. Emerson has outlined today. These could have already been put in place. There are families that are going to the supermarket every day that are making real choices and putting fresh produce back onto the shelves because they can't afford it.
In the meantime, the Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said the government will announce changes to the federal laws governing business mergers this week. Mr. Chalmers has welcomed the recommendations of Craig Emerson's interim report on the Food and Grocery Code, saying a mandatory code for supermarkets would give farmers and families a fair go. The Albanese government has repeatedly rejected giving the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission powers to break up the big supermarkets. But the Treasurer says the announcement around mergers will form part of its strategy to increase competition in the economy.
The changes I announced this week will be all about strengthening and streamlining the mergers regime so that we can modernise it, and once again so that we can make our economy genuinely more competitive, more productive, more dynamic in the interests of all the Australian people, employers, employees alike.
Integrity advocates say Australia's Federal Lobbying Code of Conduct needs to be enshrined into law ahead of a public inquiry into the practice. Federal independents Monique Ryan, MP, and Senator David Pocock have joined calls by the Centre for Public Integrity for penalties to be imposed to increase transparency and compliance. A parliamentary inquiry is hearing from 14 witnesses today to examine the access lobbyists have to Parliament House in Canberra and whether rules are adequate. Enshrining the code would bring the federal government up to date with Canada, the United Kingdom, and most Australian states. Australia, the United States, and the United Kingdom are expectedly to imminently announce renewed talks about bringing new members into the AUKUS Security Pact. The Financial Times has reported that defense ministers could announce as soon as today discussions on Pillar 2 of the pact, which could see countries like Japan and New Zealand join in joint projects. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia wants proper answers on the Israeli airstrike that killed Australian aid worker Zomi Francom. Former Chief of the Australian Defence Force Mark Binskin has been named as the federal government's special advisor on Israel's response to the strikes that killed seven World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza. Retired Air Chief Marshal Binskin is expected to advise on issues including arrangements for independent investigation, IDF policies and procedures for operational incidents, and mechanisms to hold those responsible to account. The Prime Minister has told the ABC he expects the full cooperation of the Israeli government with Special Advisor Binskin's work.
We have made it very clear that these deaths are utterly inexcusable, and the action is needed to ensure that such a tragedy is never repeated. And we also want full accountability for these deaths. Now, the information that Israel has provided so far on its investigation hasn't yet satisfied our expectations.
A senior Iranian official says Israel's embassies are no longer safe after Iran vowed retaliation for an Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Yahya Rahim Safavi, a senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader, was quoted on an Iranian news agency saying that Iranian government views confrontation with Israel as a legitimate and legal right following the strikes in Damascus. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant says preparations are complete to deal with any scenario that may develop with Iran. Back home, Qantas says its frequent flyer members will have better access to special seats under a new rewards program. The airline says its revamped Classic Plus flight rewards program will provide access to 20 million reward seats a year on flights to destinations like London, Tokyo, New York, and Singapore. Under the current model, 5 million reward seats are available on a year on Qantas, Jetstar, and partner airline flights. Qantas CEO Vanessa Hudson has made the announcement today following a tumultuous year which has seen the airline embroiled in multiple scandals, including allegations it had sold tickets for already cancelled flights. Ms. Hudson says she has listened to the concerns of customers and staff.
Some of the things that we have been focused on in the past couple of months have been really addressing the pain points that customers have told us. Particularly, we have focused on improving reliability, delivering better on-time performance and reducing cancellations.
And to sport, in rugby series leaders, Australia have suffered a blow in their Women's World 7 title battle with New Zealand, losing a thrilling Hong Kong semi-final to their Trans-Tasman rivals by 28-14. Both teams went to the match with two tournament wins to their credit from five events, but New Zealand, winners of the previous two events, pulled away from the 14-14 halftime scoreline. Legendary winger Portia Woodman-Wycliffe scored a crucial late try for the Kiwis as they set up a final clash with the United States, who overcame France 19-5 in the other semi. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome sunny, 33, Perth also sunny, 30, Adelaide showers, 21, Melbourne showers developing, 21, Albury-Wodonga partly cloudy, 21, Hobart afternoon shower or 2, 18 degrees, Canberra partly cloudy, 22, Wollongong similar conditions, 23, Sydney partly cloudy, 26, Newcastle much the same, 26, Brisbane sunny, 30, Townsville partly cloudy, 33, Cairns a shower or 2, 32, Alice Springs, sunny, 28. Darwin, similar forecast, 35. And the Torres Strait Islands, a sunny day ahead and a top of 31 degrees. And that is an ITV Radio News.
NITV Radio, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 1 p.m. or anytime online.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.